in Shin Hei, Sivchav. We have to do the Mishnah Berurah and Sivchav. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sivchat Nayan Al. So the issue over here was telling a goy to milk the cow to relieve the discomfort of the animal of having all the milk in its udder. So that's mutter, but you can't use that milk. And the person should even have to, after Shabbos, the person will have to purchase it from the non-Jew for a small amount of money, just to make it very clear that the point of asking the guy to do it was not that, that the Jew should get the milk, but is that he's doing that because he wants to relieve the pain of the animal. Okay. Ayin Aleph. Mutter Lermer. Who had the Mutter Mishum Tzarba Lechayim Lermer Leit Ovid Gagululim Lahamris Ha'avozis Shehugel Lekvar B'hamro Ven Yechalam Shuv Lechol Ba'atzman. So they would sometimes force feed the geese. It's called the Gishtopta Gens, right? Gishtopta Gens, you would shtup it down, you would push it down its mouth. Once it got used to being fed in that form, it wasn't able to eat by itself. So therefore, to feed the geese, you're allowed to have the goy do that. We'll see later on the Tosafot for a Jew to do it himself. So you're allowed to ask the goy to do that because it's tarbel lechayim, because the bird needs to eat. But that's, you're allowed to ask them to feed the goose once a day, once during Shabbos. Now, Mashal Sham the Elecha and Yehudi Shari Hamra Yere Yisrael, and he's matter if there's no goy available. Now, Va'alfa Gav the Yisrael the Kamam Mesim Mishin Chaptal Tziptas LaHamra Sobosus B'Shabos. We say later on, you're not allowed to do Hamra, which is this force feeding. Hachash and Yechelam Lecho Ba'atzon Mutter Mishum Sarba Lechai. So that's. I mean, in the average case, but in a case where there's no other option, and they can't eat by themselves, so we're going to matter because Tzarba Lechayim, the Jew to do that. This over there is because of Tircha, Chazal Asr Tircha, the Tircha of the process of feeding it like that. But it's preferable to do it through a cotton. Because Rama Machela B'Sach Kli Chayiv. A person milks the cow into an empty container, so that's the malacha. The malacha is dosh, schita. So as it leaves the animal, it's part of the animal, and you, as it were, you're the same way you break the kernel out of its shell. So that's the malacha of dosh. You're threshing. That's what you're doing. So we're also, you're breaking the milk out of its container, the animal. But the sechachol is potter. But if it goes straight, the milk goes straight into another food, it's absorbed to another food, so it goes from one food to another food, so it never really had a status of being coming a liquid, so you went echol to echol, that's not the malach of dosh, but it's a potter alasr, it's asimir rabbanon.
Don't we say that's heter gomer?
Yes and no. By depending on what you're dealing with. You're dealing with something which is also b'schita mirabanan, so ochel techoch is mutl chachilu. Something which is not mirabanan, it's miraraisa. Excuse the pun, things get more sticky. Right, in other words, squeezing lemons, which are also which is schita derabanan.
Why only derabanan?
Because they're not the more the assumption in halacha, which some places want to grapple nowadays if that's true, is that the primary shame of mashke which you have in the Torah is by wine and by oil. So that's when you squeeze out grapes or olives, that's going to be malacha deraisa. You're taking it from a lechel to becoming a mashke. Milk is a mashke of the Torah, zayin mashkim. The liquid which comes out of oranges, grapefruits, etc., Zeyab Alma. So it's not really, doesn't make Shiva Shem Mashka. And they really were in Oymel Shem Mashka. So since the mice became common to use them for Mashka purposes, Chazal Asim Mirabonan. So if that's true, so it's not going to be Malacha the rice of Schita. But to squeeze a grape into an oichel, if I recall correctly, is not as simple. No. Mutter least quite eschol novim the set kader she eschol top shul kader the sack and the oichol. That the mask above the oichol kacho dami. Kader the sack and the oichol. Kacho the asters. I don't remember the details over here. The case of Mechaber was you did it with Kelesak and Oichel. So that he's matter. What are we doing? It's not the second oichel, just but putting it into the oichel. Is that enough? To matter, I don't remember. I remember. Could be it's only because it's going to be there for the tikkun of the oichel, or it's going to come absorbed into the oichel, and the male it's some way enhancing the oichel. But if it's going to be armid al atzmoy, even though you want to take oichel, it's not what's over there either. I don't remember the details. Come on, Isser Yeish, Hop to the Shabbos, a part of a loser. The call of Osser, Philochel, Besechoichel, Kim the Behemoth, and Rila Hila, Havi Muksa. There's a new problem over here that the milk is Muksa, starts out being Muksa, because the Behemoth is not Rila Hila, beginning of Shabbos. Therefore, the Muksa, therefore, the milk which comes out is also Muksa. So you can't. Even though the milk went to Teichel, it's not going to be. Whereas if you have a grape, which is where the Achila, you squeeze it, so there's no Muksa issue. But over here, you're dealing with you're starting out with a Muksa issue, so you can't end up using the milk.
Wow.
Right.
Why can't you use the milk? Because how did?
Because it's muksa. It started out from the animal. It started out as part of the animal, which is muksa.
Animals muksa.
Animals are muksa on Shabbos. Okay. Vechol of Osir Shemashkin Tzavu Miperius Tzarnim Leschita the Kaimalam Simashin Chav Sefal Besurim Honam Yilahad Damya. So even if you'll say that there's no issue beside the Mir La'akum, and the Akum is not doing it for you, so you don't have a problem being the hand of Malach HaZakum, but you have a different problem, that liquid even came out on its own, it's also, so that's not better than the case where it came out on its own. So if you have something which perished, which are Emir L'Shita, and the Mashka came out on its own, so Chazal asked that using the liquid, there you might come to squeeze, out the fruit. So over here, Chazal asked for the milk. There you might come to milk the cow. So the milk is also. Okay.
What milk came out of the cow by itself?
No. Over here, the goy.
The non-Jew.
The non-Jew milked the cow because it's Arbel Chai. That's not better than if the milk came out on its own. So just like when mashka comes out on its own of a fruit, the mashka is also. Xera, the person might come to squeeze the fruits. Chazal asked for the milk. Xera, the person might come to milk the cow. The Yesh Arman Shetzorah, some say that you have to pay the goy also. Sirlu Damira, Lachlev lehutzer klal. The mirror for chaliv is not mutter. Kiim kishayin a yehudi chayla b'tzarach atzma. Maybe he's so kind of achar shabbos imena b'daber muad. If the guy, only if the guy is doing it for himself, but if the guy is doing it b'tzarach Yisrael, even though it's tzarach lechayim, we weren't matter it, and therefore we need to have this kinet. So ilam noigim kisvar b'shayna. The minhag is like the first sheet of that. The tzarach lechayim was matter the yisur. And even if you're the maids which are hired for work, you don't have to stop them. And we come welcome to table shiachlev any hudi the sechaychol table shoes to shoes. If you can have the goy do it the shoes to shoes, that's better. Now the birloch over here says it's davar muat. It says Hanafilo Tepuach. Here it's Mizafilo and a Shabbat Prutzu. You can pay him with an apple. It just has to be something. It has to have some point of value to the person, even though it doesn't have a market price of his Prutzu. He says, but it's an apple. So he's working for his apple. Okay. Okay, now, in Sifcha Valiv says, so what happens if the Shifcha took the milk and started making it the cheese? Givinois Shoises Ashwachus Meatzmon, Mechol of Sheyisrael is Mutter, Kimishan Oyman Lehen Sheyasu. So it's not a problem because she's doing it based on her own thought process. And therefore, there's no problem with Mir La'akam that she's making the greenest. Making the greenest on Shabbos is the Mor says it's to do greenest, making greenest on Shabbos. The Ramalans is the Raisa, it's a told of Boina. Because Boina is taking pieces and putting it together into one unit, so that's what. So making cheese is taking the curds and putting it together into one cheese. So Nisa Deraisa, and the Goy is doing this Nisa Deraisa, but we're saying it's mutter because they're doing it because they decided to do it, not because they're doing Aldas Yisrael. But Ba'ayim Rakroinim, which is the Magen of Ram, that Shesiga was that, the Kimon that tells the Cholim She Yisrael, Baroya HaYisrael Vishoysik, it's time that to the Yisrael Kov, she knows it's not her milk, and she has the right to make the cheese. So she's doing it for the Jew. And therefore, the goy is doing malacha on Shabbos for the Jew. That the owner of the Jew wants the cheese made. Filim hoy so is there acher kach bebeis en yehudi mechuyev limchis biyada bekoshken shiyus is there bebeis Yisrael. So he said before. That the Chayyadim said anytime you're doing it in the Beis Yisrael, we have to choshish that they're doing it all das the master. But it's over here, even if that wouldn't be so, it would be the Beis Akum. We say she's doing all das the Jewish owner, Kal v'chomer, she's doing the Beis Yisrael. Okay. So the problem over here isn't the asiya, because since she's not doing it regularly, she's just doing it mikra one time. We have no reason to believe she's doing it for the Jew, because if she's doing it for the Jew, she'd be doing it all every week. So that's not the point of here is after Shabbos you're allowed to be nehenah from it, and the Sharetzion says of course you're allowed to be nehenah from it. So the Kiddush over here he says maybe it only be the Shiasu. So So he says, but he doesn't know why that should be true, because the Maisa, in this circumstance, when she is doing it, she's doing all Das Yisrael, so you need to say, so he doesn't understand what the Chiddush of this din, that after Shabbos it's Mutter. Now, regards to this sort of Gvinus Akum, the case has to be the Yisrael is being Mashgiach on the process. So that itself adds a layer over here of a Chashash that she's doing all Das Yisrael. Because a Yisrael, whether it's the owner or somebody else, is overseeing the process. Okay. Chof Beis. Mishi Yesh Loi Nar Eni Yehudi. So the person has a non-Jewish young man, a boy. When they take the animals out to where the water is, the brook, the creek, the lake, whatever it is, so his job is to take the animals out. So he rides on the animal. So now you have a Jewish animal doing work on Shabbos. She says, Baptist, you should have to stop the boy from riding on the animal because your animal is doing work on Shabbos. No. Shekhinah says, Atzmai. Son of Lacha Deraisa. Shekhinah says, Atzmai. It's only Asimir Rabbanan. And they didn't answer. By a case of by behemoth.
What
do you not understand, see?
What's being done here?
The boy is riding the animal. So now it's a Jewish animal doing work on Shabbos. He says, no, it's not, because Chenus says, that's my. So it's not considered Malach of Hitzot. Now, but Sarach Lamonoi. But if the child is the boy who is taking care of the animals is walking, but he takes his coat and he puts his coat on the back of the animal, now the Jewish animal is doing chutzah, is carrying the coat. That's a problem. Okay. Mishabura Ayin Hey Shakai Yotzalarim Dain Chal Al Zeh Shem Masa She Yitzarach L'Monoi Menei She Says Behem. To the point we're saying over here that even though there's a din that a Jewish animal can't do work on Shabbos and doing the Malach of Hitzah is an example of doing work, since we have a rule of Chayinu says Atzma, it's not called doing Hitzah. Now after my Dermin Chayinu says Atzma Hano Rak Min Raisa Min Rabbanan Is Asur. So it takes care of this at the Raisa by Hutzah, but also in Rabbanim. Well, I can also allow them Lisa Tinuk B'Shabbos. That's why a person can't carry a child on Shabbos. So that's Mir Rabbanim. Logos Shuzeh B'Behema. So by this is the Malacha of a person to do Malacha on Shabbos, because I'll ask the Gzeir Mir Rabbanim, even though it's Chayinu says Atzmai, but the Shuzeh B'Behema, because I'll didn't ask the Rabbanim. But you can't put allow the God of, you can't put your clothing on it. You can't allow the boy who was to put his clothing on the animal because the animal's doing it. So if the boy is riding the animal, even though he's sitting on the saddle, so the Chara, I understand, Chara says that's somebody that they're for the it's not considered the animal's doing a malacha by carrying the boy. But the animal is carrying the saddle, which the boy is sitting on. So why are we worried about that? When it comes to the saddle, it's not a problem. The botel of gabi arochev, because that becomes, we find this interesting halacha by Shabbos of bittel. The Mor says, let's say a person takes out oichlim pachas mikashir. So he's not chayav b'chatas because he carried out oichlim less than the shir, because that gave shirim that the person needs to do the malacha of Hitzor by Oichlim to be chayiv. Let's say he's carrying those Oichlim in a box, and the box is large enough to have a dinner of Hitzor, he's potter. Because since the purpose of the box is to hold the Oichlim, and the Oichlim are less than a shear, so therefore he's potter on the box also. So you have a dinner of Iker and Tofel, that even though this item, it's Tzitaratzim, really it should be potentially, if you're just carrying it by itself, it'd be chashiv enough to have a dinner of Hitzor. But once it's with something else, it becomes bottled to the something else, and it's not a problem. Okay, so you can't put on the baggot or anything else. He writes to me, lots of luchutz. So now if the animal has something on its back, and the animal is in the mood of going out for a walk on its own, so the Jew's not taking it out, there's no problem with Machamer, the animal's going out on its own, but you still, she says, Be'amtoi, the Jewish animal is carrying something on its back. So the owner has to stop the animal from going out with that item on its back. So there is a din of tchuma in the animal. The animal, there's a chalos tchuma in the animal, so the Jew can't take the animal beyond this tchuma, but if the animal goes on its own, that's not a problem.
How do we know which Rabbanans you're chayef if you're suspended and which you're not?
In general, they didn't. They made very few Rabbanans Mashisas Behema. That's the general. Or better, taking the general rule, the Chazal made Isurim Rabbanan, Gzeirot of the Rises, they didn't apply to the Mashisas Behema. There are certain cases which Chazal specifically addressed in dealing with the animal. They felt it was a common problem, etc. The general rule of that you have that animal can't do any malacha, and then we say, well, the animal can't do malacha, you can't do the rabbanans also. The same way the Yisrael can't do the rabbanans, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. But it's curious because, I mean, all the malachas in the sense of the rabban, right? Some malachas, Mechshevas with the Behema does it, but that's included if he says Behema.
Right, correct. Okay. Sifchav Gimel, Mutar Limser Sus a Parrot or Chamor Leroya in a Yehudi. See, the Jew is allowed to give over his animal to the non-Jewish herder. So he gives three examples right now of a horse, a mule, or a donkey. Even though these are things which the non-Jew might do something with them, use them to carry something or something of that sort. So that's not a problem. Why? So the goy is not doing it for the Jew, and the goy is not getting in other words, and he was not paying rent for it. I mean, he has no right to use it. That wasn't the arrangement. You know that he might do that, but since it wasn't the arrangement that he's going to be working with it, it wasn't that he was renting the animal like we had before in the case of a person rents the animal, that's a problem. He has to make an arrangement that the animal, that the renter can't use the animal on Shabbos. But over here, the arrangement with the goy is that the goy can't do malacha with it, even though you know that he might not listen, but that's not your... That's beyond your level of responsibility. But if he does see him using it, he has to stop him. And so we're not worried about the fact that the royal will take it beyond the tchuma, because even if he would, that's an issur d'rabbanan. Be passed into tchuma or d'rabbanan. So the issue of the animal going beyond the tomb is an issue of rabbanon, so that if the goy does that, we don't have to stop that. Okay, so the Mishabur Ayin Chas, Vedam Amtan Eskir Zeman, wrote to learn that the Kach Mutta Limsa the Chatpila B'Shabbos, he's allowed to give it to the animal, for the herder for Shabbos. The Roya Mirsis, the Ishtamash Bo B'Shabbos, because the Roya will not use it, Shayon Ashal Zebi Dineim, because he can get punished. Kim Shal Sora Loi Limalacha Kwao. He didn't rent it for work. He has no right to work with it. But to rent it or to lend it to the goy, even if the Jew makes up an arrangement with the goy that the goy will not will have let the animal rest on Shabbos, but once the goy has rented it or borrowed it, that's also, and you cannot rely on the goy keeping his part of the deal. Since he's paying for the usage, so he figures, you know what, he'll use it on Shabbos, and the Jew won't get so upset, you know, and I'll pay him back, whatever. So he doesn't understand, he doesn't really care about this idea.
Who will pay back?
I'll pay him a little bit extra for the Shabbos. We made up that I'm not supposed to use it on Shabbos, and he's charging me $60. So I'll pay him $70. I'll use it on Shabbos. The Jew, doesn't want him to use it on Shabbos. Yeah, as long as I pay him, it's okay. That's what he's going to say. Came a Shayla. If he borrowed the animal, connect over and say, you know what? I'll borrow it even more than I asked for originally. I'll do him a favor back and I'll pay him back that way. That's over there. Mishasar Lloyd Rockler Lyrist is he gave it to this to the shepherd with the purpose of hurting it, and that's it. Mirtus lost his Bamalok, he's clout. After the shalom, even if the herder will say that I'll pay him for it, if he doesn't feel comfortable doing work, he's afraid he's going to be seen. He has no such arrangements, so he looks like he's stealing. If he's a masha kozav makaber dim reyu, when the shalom says if the Jew sees him, he has to stop him. It doesn't necessarily have to be that he sees him. The point is, if the Jew's aware of it, whether he sees it or he just knows about it, he has to stop it. Minastam, he has a right to assume that the guy's not going to do malacha with it. Okay? A koshka, you don't have to worry about the fact that the guy might take the animal beyond the tum. Filim huroya ain't circling, because over there, he doesn't have to stop him when the guy takes the animal beyond the tum. The issue of the Jew vis-a-vis tum is that the Jew should take the animal beyond the tum. The shisha behemta requires not doing work. This is not work. This is the difference. This is the issue of tum. This is the tum is that the Jew can't take something beyond its tum. Now, that the guy is taking the animal beyond the tum on his own. The Jew should ask the non-Jew to take it beyond the tchum. So now the non-Jew is acting as the agent of the Jew to take the animal beyond the tchum. So he's not sure if that's usher. And the Moshav Dish over here points out later on in Hilchos Tchum, he says he passes the local mice that it's usher. Not just nachal nachar, just brings passing that it's also. He goes to chayyadim. Mitam said, "Malichim shvorim lemokim acher limker." If over here they're not just they're doing a transport, they're taking the cows to the market to sell, and the market is far away. Aslim shalem b'Shabbos. You can't give this the Jews. Even though he's not going to sell the animals on Shabbos, but if he's traveling, will be traveling on Shabbos. The Jew can't give it to the non-Jew to take the animals and travel with them. Philim Kotzim and Yehudi Kvar Alzeh Hinyan Kadim Hashav. Even though they made arrangement that he's paying him, but it succeeds. So the Goy Zumal Das Atzmoi. I became Masim Al Halach Chusat Chum. But the Maisa, since he's about it, that the purpose is to take him to the other city, which is beyond the Chum. So he's making arrangement with the Goy to travel on Shabbos beyond the Chum. So you can't give it to him on Shabbos to do that, but he gives him before Shabbos. So he says that's mutter. So the issue of tchum is not doesn't have a din of amir la'akum. It just has an issue. It's kilo. You're taking it beyond the tchum. So that when you give it to the goy on Shabbos, it's like you're taking it beyond the tchum. You give it beforehand, and there's a ksitza. The goy is doing adas atzma, which is not like the goy is taking it beyond the tchum for you. So therefore, it's not called you took it out. Shalos for shalos makes it deraisa, or potentially deraisa.
What to us?
Three per shalos makes it potentially it tchum deraisa. So the roi takes it beyond the tchum. Pay roi tzi v'yesh b'chirim shadavr shal yimsel loy b'shabbos so elam noigim kayyam had to b'davr. So according to this, it's mutter to give it even to the herder on Shabbos, if and knowing that he might take it beyond the tchum. That's still mutter, and some people are machmer on that. But the minhag is zimimekel. Now, one second. Okay. Really more complicated issue. Okay. So Simon Shin Vav brings us into the world of Mimsuch Hefzecha, and then Shimon Sin Zayin is Dabar Dover. So the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Toshes Mishabbos Raglecha, where a person refrains on Shabbos from traveling, he stays within the area he's supposed to stay. Doing your desirous things, I mean doing your business on Shabbos. So the pasuk continues and says, "Mimshel chefzecha b'davar davar to be mamsi to present chefzecha those things that you want, make arrangements for things that you want to do, business, etc. B'davar davar, and you're careful on Shabbos to refrain in speech." The pasuk continues and says that you're going to have a tremendous reward for the nachal b'limitzar and for keeping Shabbos. So the pasuk says that in Medibre Kabbalah we have on Shabbos an iser of mimsuch hefzecha and dabar davar. So that's going to be the topic of the next two simanim, Shin Vav and Shin Zayin. Let's just start the beginning of Shin Vav. So Sif Aleph, mimsuch hefzecha. So that Shabbos should be, the person should do actions on Shabbos to be mamsi, to generate your desires, that which you want, that's also to do on Shabbos. Chefetzecha asurim. So that which a person wants to create, arrange, get, etc., a person can't do on Shabbos. Afilu b'davar shein ro'yisah shum malach, even though there's no malach involved. Person is going on Shabbos to oversee his fields, to look over his fields and see what make a plan of action that he for the following day, what he needs to do. So person is this whole act of walking around and going to the fields and checking the fields is all of that is a way to be mamsi, to generate chafetzecha, that which you desire, that your needs, your interests. Okay. Person wants to travel all the way out to the end of the inhabited area, the Medina, to be able to, right after Shabbos, continue traveling and get to where the Merchatz is. So this walking is on Shabbos is not for Shabbos. This walking on Shabbos is to be able to generate something which a person is chafet, which he wants to do. The person can't go till the end of the tchum to immediately after Shabbos continue beyond, be able to go hire some workers. So that is awesome. But we're going to allow him to go all the way to the end of the tchum to be able to bring back your animal which has wandered beyond. So the question is, we'll see in the Mishmaros, so why is that case mutter? If the animal can walk on its own, it's possible you can get the animal to coax the animal back inside, so you're not really doing anything at all. But if you'd have to go and carry the animal, so you're going at the end of the Shabbos, you're going to the end of the tchum, to be able to immediately after Shabbos go beyond the tchum to go and do the act of carrying the animal back, which would be you're setting up to accomplish a potential malacha that you can't do. Then Rosh Lahavi, this is tilta balechayim shem muksim. There's no way to do this on Shabbos beheter. If you can't carry the animal on Shabbos beheter, so you can't say I'm allowed to make arrangements on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Something which I could do beheter, then I can make arrangements on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos as well. Shem Muksin. Who did the osur latayo limsa susa svino koran lotzis by? Person is going for a walk, and the goal of the walk is to see if he can find which neighbors have animals to rent, or boats, or wagons, whatever it is. So his goal is to arrange now for this type of action which will take place after Shabbos. All of that is going to be Also,